As far as the NBA, we're going to talk here. Kelly has a win total bet he has made. We'll also talk some defensive player of the year. But I saw this story yesterday. I know we were talking about this as well, Kelly, where David Purdom from ESPN reporting on all the bets coming in on Bronny James to win Rookie of the Year. So all those people who bet their hard-earned cash on Bronny James to go number one overall in the NBA draft who lost were like, fear not, we're going to make all this money back by just going to the well on Bronny James to win Rookie of the Year here. There was a $1,000 Rookie of the Year bet taken by MGM at 250 to 1. Yeah, according to DraftKings, only Zach Edey, who was the early, that California Summer League, the star there, had his odds cut all the way from 20 to 1 down to 6 to 1 in a lot of places. Only Edey has taken more money than James in the Rookie of the Year market, which, like, on the surface I get because it's a hard market this year. A lot of uncertainty, but at the same time, one player of those two who's getting a lot of the action has legitimately a 0.0001% chance of winning this award, and that 1% chance is only because nothing is guaranteed to not happen in this life, Kelly, so we have to put a 1 at the very end of it, and that is Bronny James, who won Rookie of the Year.
That is a great way to describe that. Absolutely. Betting, nothing is guaranteed. Yes, that is.
It's like the, it's basically like the Kevin Malone from The Office thing. If anything has 10,000 to 1 odds on it, you're obligated to bet it. That's kind of what people are doing with Bronny James, except it's not 10,000 to 1, even though it should be longer.
Yeah, it should be. Look, Bronny had another nice game last night the Lakers. The 13 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. I ended up watching a fair amount of it again. I know a lot of people might be complaining about, no baseball on, nothing's on to bet on. Man, between Summer League and golf and everything, Ben, I'm busy every day watching this stuff, man. I thought he put out another good performance last night. But, yeah, man, reading this David Purdom piece, and this is – I had heard this when the market had just gotten open. But, man, these Rookie of the Year bets, this is – like – this is a worse bet than betting him to go number one overall. Like, I really believe that bet. Like, maybe there was some bizarre world where, like, they felt so desperate, or somebody felt so desperate to get Bronny James to try to lure LeBron that could have happened in the first round. That would have been a remote chance when Yes. we talk about percentages. I still think there was a better chance of that happening, though, than him winning Rookie of the Year. This guy, we're talking about a guy who in all likelihood is going to start in the G League, should start in the G League. If you like Bronny James, you're actually rooting for the kid. He should be in the G League and developing for the bulk of this season. He shouldn't be in the NBA much of this season. Now, do I think we're going to see him play in an NBA game this season? Yes, I do. I think that this whole playing with his dad, LeBron, thing has been a narrative and a true story for the past 3-4 years now, however long we've been talking about it at this point. Once the Lakers drafted him, I think it showed that all of that was all true, what we were talking about for years. So, does he play in a game? Yeah, but he's not going to win Rookie of the Year. You're right, it's a wide-open race, but you're talking about there's 20, 30 guys that are going to get regular minutes for NBA teams this season that would be way in front of him. So I just don't – if you're going to go bet Bronny James, pick anything else. I don't care.
Literally anything else.
Go up to the roulette wheel and put it all on double green. It's a better bet than Bronny James Rookie of the Year. I just wanted to put that out there.
No, it's well worth talking about. And it's also the point being, just because a specific market is wide open does not equate to you as a bettor just going out and betting the longest shot. Simply because, there's uncertainty and it's up in the air. And you will go and bet it. Remember, this is a guy who averaged 5 points a game off the bench for a bad college team last year. Like that,
yep.
Those are just the facts as far as Bronny James.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the kid.
We'd love to see, especially, you can't even imagine how hard it has to be for the kid, right? You know, given the circumstances, given your dad, all that. You want to see success, but it's not going to happen right away.
Yeah.
Not the way to bet this. However, there is one very interesting award market that has really started to get shaped in, and that's largely because of the debate we had going into the end of last year. Rudy Gobert versus Victor Wembanyama for Defensive Player of the Year. A lot of conjecture, and a lot of Wemby bettors are still sort of saying, "Hey, another block by Wembanyama. Is the NBA going to recognize that?" Well, even though Gobert wins it, going back to the end of last season, now the expectation is this will be the sophomore year where Wembanyama fully takes the mantle for Defensive Player of the Year. I've seen him priced as high as -170, -180. I'm here at DK, Kelly. You're certainly having to pay a tax, and that's a lot to pay on an award market as we're, 3 months out from the season even starting?
Yeah, I was expecting this to open around even money, maybe -110. It wasn't going to surprise me if he was odds on The first place that opened up was MGM, I believe, and it was minus 250 is what they opened up with. And now we have some other books that are starting to post this. So you're going to get this market rounded into shape a little bit better. Minus 170, I believe, at DraftKings right now is where he is at for Defensive Player of the Year.
Gobert plus 750, and then you get Chet Holmgren and Bam at a bio 12-1 apiece.
Look, I've talked about a long time. Gil and I have talked about a long time. We were planning on having Wemby Defensive Player of the Year bets heading into the season. I did bet him MVP when that opened. I think this is very interesting to monitor. It's all about price, and I'm not saying I'm going to watch where these numbers move, because as you see more and more shops opening this, they're opening them at a little bit longer odds than where we saw MGM first enter the market with. So I think if you are looking to bet Wembanyama Defensive Player of the Year, there's no reason to rush. Wait till more books open up. Let's see how this kind of rounds into shape across all the books over the next couple months before the season starts. I might have a bet before the season on him, Ben, but I didn't get this number. If I knew it was going to be minus 170 was the best I could get, it would have to be a just pause, wait, hope to get something in season at a little bit better number. But it's close. If it gets down to minus 130, minus 140, something like that, I'll probably be grabbing a piece heading into the season, because I think there is you rarely see this with NBA awards, but I do think there is a potential reality where he does go from minus 170, and that's the cheapest price you see on him all season long. I think he does have that skill.
The mentality of the sportsbooks as well, especially if you're setting that thing at minus 250 without even taking a bet, is an obvious sign to me. Like, we would rather write a kajillion tickets on Rudy Gobert and have all that exposure than take one big bet on Wembanyama at a fair-ish price. That's kind of how I interpret that.
You know, and at the same time, too, like, you could make some great cases, and you haven't been able to get numbers on these guys. I mean, you want to tell me you're betting Jaren Jackson Jr. 18-1, Giannis at 20-1?
Yeah.
I mean, those are not bad bets in my opinion. And this is the opposite, right? This might be the only time all year you're going to be able to get something that long on those.
Could be
guys.
Very true as well. Win total market wise, we've had the win totals out. DK's had these posted for about 5 days now. Vegas books have just posted them as well. Kelly, you have been it's been on your list for a while waiting, and you did trigger one bet here.
Yeah, I bet one. I think it's always a little fun to me year to year of how much, like, always around this time is when we get win totals, awards get posted. I felt like last year, Ben, I had a list of probably six bets that I was ready to fire on as soon as stuff opened. They were near numbers that I expected on them, were bets right away for me. Just not the same this year. Win totals and awards, I've made a couple bets, but nothing nothing I'm going crazy over. I was looking at the Spurs over, was going to interested to see what their win total was going to be set at. Was set a couple wins higher than I thought it was going to be, so backed off of that one.
35.5.
Yeah, 35.5. I think actually the way I'm going to approach that is when we get alternate win totals open. We talk about it a lot in the NFL. Alt win totals, just as valuable, if not more, in the NBA. That's one I'll probably still bet, but I'll bet over on the alt high, just banking on them having a ridiculously good season, hopefully. I'll probably make that. The Grizzlies I might get involved with still as well, but where I actually ended up going to is at the bottom of the board here, and it is with the Brooklyn Nets. We talked about this a little bit with Drew Dinsick earlier in the week. There are a couple teams out there, the Nets, the Wizards, possibly the Blazers. Man, they're going to be packing it in early. These teams are very devoid of talent, especially the Brooklyn Nets. That roster is really, really weak. And when you do have someone like Cooper Flagg coming up in the NBA draft next year, this is not this past year.
We're back.
Yeah, there is something actually worth chasing in the NBA draft. And obviously, you got to deal with the lottery system still, but there's going to be some incentive for some of those teams that you're seeing with those low win totals to go low.
It is so funny how the bottom of the NBA standings, win total wise, it seems like odds makers can never price these guys low enough. It's just the reality of tanking in the NBA.